This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. All 198 nations present at the COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai signed a historic deal on Wednesday. It calls on all countries to transition away from the main driver of climate change, but more than 100 countries had lobbied for stronger language to fully phase out fossil fuels, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
Gene Su of the Center for Biological Diversity said the language of the text was too weak.
The new text includes cavernous loopholes that will allow for the oil and gas industry to continue.
Scientists say we need to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just 6 years to meet the target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. It remains to be seen whether this COP28 deal marks a turning point or another missed opportunity. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed soldiers in Gaza over the radio on Wednesday. He said Israel would continue the offensive until victory is achieved. Israel announced its worst combat losses for more than a month on Wednesday after an ambush in the ruins of Gaza City and faced growing diplomatic isolation as civilian deaths mounted and a humanitarian catastrophe worsened. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday he hoped to reach an agreement soon with Republicans who were set against providing more military aid to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Congress and the White House the day before to make a bid for Republicans to accept a $61 billion package presented by Democratic President Joe Biden to help Ukraine